This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Denver saw more than 1,000 people gather for dueling demonstrations Tuesday between abortion rights advocates rallying at the state capitol and anti-abortion counter-protesters. CPR's Hart Van Denberg was there.
What I'm hearing and seeing is a lot of the kinds of signs that we often see at these protests. A lot of keep your laws off my body, keep abortion safe and legal. The counter-protesters are carrying around some fairly grisly banners that show what they claim to be aborted fetuses. It's quite a spectacle.
CPR's Hart Van Denberg. You will see a lot of pictures from the scene in Denver at CPR.org. Abortion rights supporters gathered at the Mesa County Courthouse in Grand Junction. Jennifer Hancock is with the reproductive rights group Cobalt. She says even in conservative communities like hers, there's a network of people who support reproductive rights.
When the Western Slope decides to organize and speak up and be heard, things can happen pretty quickly. We all know each other. So this, you know, the rally's put together in about 10 minutes.
There's more at CPR.org. The federal government is taking emergency actions to protect Western water supplies. CPR's Michael Elizabeth Sackis reports.
Lake Powell on the Utah-Arizona border has dropped so low, it's close to no longer being able to generate hydropower. To shore up water supplies, the U.S. Bureau of Reclamation is invoking its authority to change how the reservoir operates for the first time ever. The agency will keep about 500,000 acre feet in the lake instead of sending it to downstream states. And another 500,000 acre feet of water will be added to Lake Powell from another Colorado River reservoir. I'm Michael Elizabeth Sackis, CPR News.
One of Colorado's mountain summits is now open for reservations. The U.S. Forest Service has released its first round of timed entry permits to Mount Evans near Idaho Springs. Reservations are available at the website recreation.gov. This is the second year the Forest Service is using the system to control traffic and crowd sizes. Reservations cost $15 for most cars. The Mount Evans Scenic Byway is set to open Memorial Day weekend. This is CPR News.